I'm Sarah Williams with China Focus. A Chinese court has found an 18-year-old man innocent of the rape and murder of a woman in Inner Mongolia, 18 years after he was executed. Huga Chilatu was arrested in 1996 after he attempted to help the woman who had been attacked in a public toilet. Authorities convicted him of the crime and executed him. But the official Xinhua News Agency said in 2005, another man, a serial rapist, admitted to the murder. Sophie Richardson is China director at Human Rights Watch. She spoke with me about this case, which was retried last month.
Well, I think keeping it from being simply an absolute travesty of justice requires that Chinese judicial authorities look at all of the other possible cases that might have had similar pathologies. To put it a different way, it's encouraging that they're reexamining this particular case, even if it means coming to an awful conclusion. But the kinds of abuses that contributed to this outcome are likely present in hundreds, if not thousands, more cases. And so if we're going to ensure that innocent people aren't executed, we need to see some fundamental changes very quickly in the Chinese judicial system.
What changes would you like to see?
Well, first of all, the Chinese government has to live up to its repeatedly issued regulations to exclude from court confessions obtained through torture, which is what happened to this young man. He was suspected of having carried out this murder. There was no evidence to suggest this. He was tortured to confess. He confessed. He was prosecuted on the basis of that. Torture in pretrial detention and criminal cases in China is endemic. And regularly, we see that judges don't exclude the evidence that should be excluded, that the onus is on the defense to prove that they were tortured, which is very difficult to do, and that very few of the procedural protections that have been put in place, for example, videotaping confessions, ensuring that people are only held in proper detention centers. You know, we've seen repeatedly that police sidestep those protections so that they can torture people into confessing. And that has to change.
And in this case, it's especially tragic because this young man apparently went to help this
yes.
woman, heard her crying, and then he was then accused of authorities of doing this.
Precisely, and then executed for essentially having tried to do the right thing. I mean, everything that could possibly go wrong in the Chinese judicial system has gone wrong in this particular case. And we're concerned that all of these same problems are highly likely in many other similar cases. And so, you know, while it is, you know, it's encouraging to see the uproar amongst ordinary citizens in China, and hopefully that will push authorities to be more careful about how basic criminal procedure is followed, especially in capital cases.
It's also very sad reading about this man's parents, thinking about what they must have gone through and hearing this at this point. I mean, is there any way that they can get, you know, what would their situation be like now under Chinese law? Can they get anything out of this?
In principle, they are entitled to a certain level of compensation. I have no idea whether that's what they actually want. Presumably, that which they want the most is impossible, which is, you know, having their son back. Whether they want to become, you know, figureheads or part of a campaign to stop these kinds of abuses in the future, I think remains to be seen. One can only imagine how incredibly traumatized they are. They've also been fighting for 8 years now to get the judicial authorities to retry the case. You know, and that's a long time for a fight like this, which will have involved, you know, irking a lot of local authorities, which will presumably have made, you know, their lives beyond this case difficult as well.
Could a case like this, if something similar happened, would local authorities and officials, would it maybe encourage them to act differently?
Well, only if they are held accountable for all of their mistakes. In this case, our information is that some of the police, the procuratorate staff, and one of the judges involved have actually all been promoted according to schedule, even despite their mishandling of these cases.
Sophie Richardson, China director at Human Rights Watch. On Weibo, social media users question whether the staff involved could be charged in the case. Follow us on Weibo. That's China Focus. I'm Sarah Williams.